As other countries move to restrict access to opioid drugs, New Zealand regulators have loosened the rules on how much can be prescribed at once. An amendment in November to the misuse of drugs regulations would allow for 3 months worth of the pain drugs to be prescribed, up from 1 month's worth. That's alarmed some medical professionals who say they weren't fully consulted on the changes and it could increase the risk of harm and addiction. Brian Betty is the former medical director of the Royal College of GPs and now chair of General Practice New Zealand. Kia ora, Brian.
Kia ora, Catherine.
Could you explain what the change was?
So this is in relation to non-cancer use of opioids. So our regulations stated, and this is pharmac regulations, that basically we could prescribe up to 1 month of opioid medication that had to be dispensed every 10 days so that patients didn't accumulate opioid medication, which could be dangerous, and it restricted the amount of opioid that could be prescribed at once. The change that occurred, and this went through regulation and the government legislated for this, or through regulation essentially, suddenly said that we could prescribe for 3 months with monthly dispensing. That was an absolute loosening of our ability to prescribe opioids, and it was a loosening of the access to opioids for non-cancer pain, which we felt was which was incredibly significant. The problem with this, we didn't know this was happening. And the only reason we knew it was when Pharmac went to change its rules to align with regulation and sent out a consultation. And this raised alarm bells in the sector.
Do we know why it happened? At whose behest it happened?
This went through the Ministry of Health. When we became aware of this, a combined letter was written by the Australasian Pain Society, the Pain Faculty of Auckland and the College of GPs, which was written to Pharmac, and it was raised directly with the Director General of the Ministry of Health by myself. At that point, the Ministry requested that Pharmac stop changing the rules around prescribing opioids, so they halted the process. And we were given assurance that they were going to look into, A, how this happened, what the process was, because I believe there was an absolute failure in process in terms of what happened, and how to move forward now that the regulation had been changed so that what has happened here could in some way be reversed. And we haven't heard the outcome of that yet.
The reason I ask at whose behest is I'm curious as to whether there'd been any kind of lobbying influence or anyone saying why is this out of whack with other prescribing, or whether it was a case of, hey, let's just align prescribing rules. Do you have any knowledge of how and why this happened?
My understanding is it was put through to align with other prescribing rules, because generally in New Zealand with other scripts we prescribe for 3 months. So we've introduced what's called e-prescribing, where you can prescribe off your practice management system straight to the pharmacy without giving a paper script to the patient. It was an attempt to align all the prescribing and start to line them up so you could do 3 month scripts. Now, the problem with this was because there wasn't proper consultation as to the potential problems of doing this with opioids, this went through under the radar. And it potentially has unintended consequence, which was freeing up the access to opioids in New Zealand, something we want to actually avoid doing. It's something we should not do. So, it was an attempt to align with other prescribing ways. That was my understanding. Yep.
All right. So let's look at why, apart from the obvious with what we've seen in the United States and also the issues we have here already in New Zealand with opioid addiction, let's look at why it's a problem. You have to currently pick up your pills every 10 days, and it's your prescription lasts for a month. So that's a check and balance. Yes. This move would mean what? You could pick up three times as many pills at once.
You could pick up three times as many pills at once, and you could have a continuous script for 3 months. So that was essentially tripling the access to opioids for non-cancer pain in terms of the way scripts are written. So that increase in access, and we know from overseas experience that if you increase access to opioids intentionally or unintentionally, that can create problems. And we've seen the opioid epidemic in the US and in Australia. New Zealand's been rather insulated from that because of the way we treat opioids here. This was a real, real concern as to what was about to happen.
How quickly can opioid addiction develop with a completely legitimate intervention to manage pain? How quickly, nonetheless, can an addiction develop?
Look, opioids do have a role to play in pain management. We know that for cancer pain. We know that for certain very, very limited situations with post-surgery and acute pain. However, we believe that they have no role in long-term management of chronic pain. Addiction can occur very, very quickly. Certainly in a three-month period, that would be possible. Opioids are highly, highly addictive. Not for everyone, but for certain people, that is the case. And the unintentional consequences with three monthly scripts, yes, addiction could become an issue. And as I say, that is actually the concern. They are one of the most addictive substances or medications we have.
Can we talk about e-prescribing? And this is a timely time to do it. Can these prescriptions roll over after 3 months? In other words, a script can be approved online or through an online portal like Manage My Health, or do you have to return to your doctor, your GP, see them face to face in order to renew it?
No, you don't in many cases need to see your doctor at a 3 monthly point unless there's a reason for doing that. So often with the new patient portals, requests will come in to the practice. Basically, the prescriber is still responsible for the prescribing. So generally what happens is the medication will be reviewed, the conditions to make sure there's no problems, to make sure the medication is still appropriate. And a script can be written or done through the practice management system, the electronic system, and then electronically transferred to the chemist to pick up. However, the important point there is there is a review process that needs to be done by the prescriber. The prescriber takes on responsibility for that e-prescription, and that is a very, very important part of the process.
Is there a risk in allowing rollovers through online portals for something like opioids?
Yes. And that was the reason we got the concerns were raised, that essentially moving from 1 month review of an opioid prescription to a 3 monthly review for an opioid prescription was an absolute step back in terms of allowing increased access to opioids. Now, as I said, opioids have an absolute role to play in terms of things like cancer pain. However, in the non-cancer pain situation, we could see no reason at all to increase the access to 3 months. And all the experts in pain management were of the same opinion that there was no justification for non-cancer pain opioid prescriptions to be raised to 3 months.
Are there other risks also with this three-month change, including the ability to get more than 3 months' worth at a time, apart from drug addiction? Are there further risks with these particular drugs?
The other risk that had been flagged was the accumulation of medication with a patient. These medications are potentially dangerous, not just from a addiction point of view, but from a potential overdose point of view, so that the more opioid you have sitting around in a house, the potential for the unintended overuse of the medication, which can lead to respiratory depression and in overdose situations, death, which is something we've seen overseas in terms of the illicit use of opioids, that is an absolute real concern as well. So the other issue that had been flagged was the accumulation of medication with the patient was a real concern as well.
Are some GPs reporting pressure to prescribe opioids?
Look, that's always a feature of the system that can happen, and it tends to happen when there is overuse of opioids. In New Zealand, we've been relatively sheltered from the problems that have arisen in Australia, for instance, in Australia and the US in terms of access to opioids. And the reason for that is our prescribing regime. that the 10-day picking up, which allows checks and balances both in terms of the script and also the pharmacy itself, which has to dispense every 10 days, and the pharmacy needs to monitor that, or is in the current situation, is monitors that, becomes a really, really important check and balance in terms of the prescribing of opioids and the access to opioids. So that aspect is very, very important.
Finally, is there an argument for a different prescribing regime for people with cancer and for palliative care patients?
Yeah, now look, this is a really, really important point. And again, the concern that was raised was about non-cancer pain, which got caught up in this change. There is potentially a case to be made for increased access for cancer situations or palliative situations where opioid use is absolutely appropriate and things like addiction do not become an issue. But, you know, the problem that arose here was there was no differentiation between those two very, very different clinical situations. And one of the reasons there was no differentiation, that there was no consultation or discussion with the professions about the problem that was here. It was essentially floating under the surface. And one of the things I'd have to say is, you know, we've had major change in the health system. This sort of crept through with a potential major unintended consequence. And we need to be aware in terms of the present flux and change that are occurring. We need to be very, very aware of changes that occur that lead to unintended consequences in the system. And this was one very, very clear example of it.
Thank you very much. Brian Betty is the former medical director of the Royal College of GPs, also chair of General Practice New Zealand.